Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Good evening. And I'm hoping that I'm coming clear and everybody can hear me. And we get started with the show. So tonight we've got Amanda DeLong coming on with us. She is the creator and founder, owner of Angels on High Street. She's going to come on and talk about what is going on with her company, what she's doing, what her future goals are. And we'll get our perspective on some recreational programs from around the country. And then right after that, we're going to have on another guy that is going to be Soul Rebel Home Grow. That is what he goes by on the web. But his name is Michael Salem. He is a pharmacist. We're going to get his view inside of the pharmaceutical side of it. And we're just going to talk cannabis with him as well and get his side and get some more perspective of it. So you know that Ohio, December 7th, was allowed because in November, 57% of us said that we wanted cannabis for recreational use for Ohio. And ever since then, they've been up in arms about this. And I think it should be left alone as is and let the timeline go as it is. And if they can't go with what the people want, then, you know, because the only amendment that I think that would be fair enough would be to write something to allow the medical dispensaries that are already operational to go ahead and allow adult use. And then activate it in 60 days, 90 days, however long it takes for them to get their stock up. I think that is what should happen. I don't think any of the tax part or tax portion of the money should be messed with. I think it should be left the way it is because, look, let's be honest. The chief of police commissioners, they have a whole set where all of the chief commissioners of the entire state of Ohio, they belong to it. They've also got prosecutors and all this that belong to certain ones. They spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to fight issue two. Issue two is what gave us recreational use in Ohio. So now, you know, they spent millions of dollars fighting against it, pushing ads, you know, to stop us from voting it in. So now they're the ones at the forefront of the line asking for the most amount of the taxable money that we're going to get taxed at point of sale. So they spent millions of dollars of fighting against it. Now that it's legal, they're getting their hands out wanting more of the money. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it should be left alone because exactly what they're trying to do is they're trying to take away the equity program from us. They're trying to take away cannabis dispensary use tax and give that money to the police for new training. They're giving it to the governor's training task force so he can train them for cannabis. Look, I said it last week and I say it this week and I'll say it again. The only thing that, you know, training that they need, I'll give it to them free. You smell cannabis, walk away. That is absolutely hands down. You don't even have to pay for it. Again, free training right there. You smell cannabis, walk away. It's legal. People can smoke it as long as they're on their property. In public places, it's not so much as, you know, there will be events and stuff that people can do it at. Right now, there's not. So we need to, you know, push our, you know, representatives and make sure that they know what we want and how we would want this handled and how we're going to go forward with this. Because anything deviating from that, I think, is wrong and it's not what the people want. I hope I'm still heard. I hope that I'm on. I hope I'm heard at least. What the shit? I don't know what happened. Let's try bringing on Amanda and see if that will help and bring Michael. I'm sorry. I hit Michael. I'm not sure what is going on. I bring all both of you on. I'm on it. Okay, you glitched out bad. I know. I bought a new computer, and obviously it's not doing what I need it to do. So, again, I try to do the show again, bringing it back up. I think what I'm going to have to do is I'm not sure. And I hope I'm on now. I'm just going to ask, I'm not sure it's a black screen. Okay, are you on?
Hey.
Hey, I can see you. I can hear you. I don't know if everybody else or anybody else can hear or see you. But I know that I can, so it's being recorded. So obviously I'll be able to upload it later on if it's not going out live. So either way it is recording now, and it will be archived. So everything that's going on from here on out will be on. So welcome, Amanda. You, again, I introduced you. You are the owner and creator and founder of Angels on High Street, correct?
That's correct.
You wanna just give us a rundown on what that is and why it is and your side of it?
Sure. So I created the business about 7 years ago. It actually came up with my name because of my edible being so strong, kind of like a wave of energy that came over me. And it was like, Angels on High Street, this is who you are, this is who you're meant to be. So that's actually how I came up with my name. And then I learned about CBD, and I kind of went like the legal route, and I started like making CBD cookies, and then I got my oils, and then almost a year to the day that I got cancer, I started my business. So I was definitely put on this path to help my son and many others. So my son wound up having stage 4 cancer at 15. There was no signs at all. They'd gone to the amusement park, and it shook up when I was laying dormant. And the next day, his stomach blew up, and he looked like he was 3 months pregnant. So I took him to the emergency room. They said it was cancer. It was all over his stomach. They had to do so bad on the child. They sent us down to the Children's Hospital in Philly. We were there from May 31st till September 27th, whole month in the ICU, breathing tubes, chest tubes. I wind up meeting the lead nurse at Jefferson University. People made contact with my grower, and I started using my oils, cannabis, and chemo, and I had my son in remission in 4 months. Now, he just came up on his 6 year cancer free.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I've seen you post on that. I think him and his girlfriend shared pictures of him, and I think that's amazing. And I think that I'm put that up there. I thank you. And I think it's just because, again, it's my computer. I seen you post that, and I think that is an amazing thing that you as a mother healed your son. You treated your son doorway and didn't let doctors dictate how you were going to go about this.
What was your question? I kind of understand you.
No, I was just saying that I know it's as bad. I'm so sorry. I was just saying that it's awesome how this isn't working. What the shit?
All right. Well, I'm connected at least on the radio side. So I was hoping you would get logged back in and log into. righty. Well, I think that I'm okay. I'm so sorry about whatever the hell is going on. I'm not sure if I'm even on now. It's showing that I'm supposed to be live. All right, can you, there's some horrible things going on. I'm not sure what is going on. But I'm on now with, Soul Rebel Homegirl, who is a chemist, pharmacist. I'll jump back over on with Amanda as soon as I can. I'm not sure. Do you want to go? How do you want to be addressed, sir? Can you hear me? Am I even being heard? Michael, you're on. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? I mean, somebody let me know something if somebody can hear me. Okay. I was just asking, I got you on. You're on, and I'm, you're going in and out, and I'm not sure. Right. I'm not sure what is going on. This is a horrible connection for me. I'm not sure. No, I don't know why this is going on. This is a new computer, and it should not be happening. So, your story, sir. How do you want to be addressed to begin with? Right on. So you're a pharmacist, correct, and a cannabis enthusiast. So your side of I don't know what is going on. Right on. So what I'm doing is we're still on. We're live talking. You can hear me now? I'm on the radio. This is a crazy connection because I never disconnected from the radio side. So you're still being picked up on the radio side, and I can share that with you, and you'll be able to hear the entire conversation. And I don't know why StreamYard is running the way it is. So I'll be able to upload this later on to the group, and everybody will be able to see it then. As they see it on my screen, I'll be able to share it. So maybe we can just finish this, and then I'll upload it. And we'll get to it. So anyway, you're a pharmacist, and you've been a pharmacist for 10 years, correct? Yeah. Now, you said it come to a point where you were able to step aside from that and be a cannabis enthusiast then. No. All right. Well, it finally did. It seemed like I am not sure why StreamYard activated it, because that's the only one that I have right now that I can survive with on the radio side. It's all off, isn't it? Yeah, it's not even playing. I'm on the radio still. I'm trying to get them, if they would call the radio show. I don't know what's the puck's going on. I don't know what's going on with this. I'm just going to have to end this, so.